pretty good situations last week, but just confidence-wise going forward, how big is it for you guys that you did capitalize on this?
It's very, I mean, it was a very good game, obviously, and then it just boosts our morale, boosts our confidence on the offensive side of the football. You know, we know that, you know, our defense is going to handle things on their side, so we got to do our part when we're called upon. I think we did that this past Saturday, and you know, whether it's finding more ways to try to get the run game established or finding more ways to get, you know, Austin Fort the football, you know, it just increases our confidence, not just the players, but the coaches, I think, as well. So we're really looking forward to this week.
You know, you've been around, you know, kind of got a better grasp of this rivalry, but just what does it mean to you, and what has been your kind of your observations of what it means to the fans, the university, the people around the state? Just what are your thoughts on that?
You know, it's huge for the state, for the people here. A lot of the players on this team are Colorado natives, so you know, there's a lot riding on this game, especially with the Mountain West, you know, division rankings and stuff like that. Still puts us in a spot to play in a Mountain West championship game. But I mean, as far as the rivalry goes, you know, it goes back a long time, and you know, I know these schools really don't like each other, and players aren't supposed to like each other. But you know, it's a fun game to play in. You know, the fans are extremely involved through the course of the week, and you know, with trophy games, so we still want that bronze boot in our locker room.
Last weekend, it looked like they were having fun. There's chemistry there. The wide receivers that you were connecting with were there. It just seemed easy almost. Can you kind of speak to that chemistry right now with you and your wide receivers?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. It always feels good when you're winning. You know, they went out and they made plays, and you know, that's the receiving group that I knew that we had before the season started. And you know, we got off to a shaky start, but you know, they're finding their way. They're getting open, and I'm getting them the ball. So whenever we can do that and we can score and we can make these really good plays, you know, it's really fun. So you know, we look forward to keeping that going.
Marcus, earlier, which win last year kind of gave you guys a sense that you know, you could be a really competitive team in this conference? You said the CSU win. Just how big was that game for you guys to start a conference play like that and you know, coming off a tough loss too at Eastern Michigan?
You know, it was I completely agree with him. That was the game that kind of, you know, turned our attention towards the Mountain West Championship. And, you know, it showed that we belonged in the league because the year prior they had taken care of business against us. So, yeah, I mean, obviously it's a huge game for us and it's a huge game for them to keep them in the contention as well. So we know that, they know that, and I think both teams are going to be very prepared come Saturday.
I know you worry about what they do defensively, but, you know, watch Nick Stevens play quarterback much and Gallup at wide receiver. Have you seen much of them? And if so, kind of what are your thoughts? Because they're a pretty prolific duo, right?
Yeah, you know, I've seen them play a few games in the past. That receiver's a good player, and, you know, Stevens puts the ball where he needs to most of the time. And he's running a really good offense right now. They're a well-oiled machine, and he's at the helm, and they're doing some really good things and getting the ball to some open dudes. So, but, I mean, I won't really watch much of them, you know, throughout this week. And hopefully they don't have much success against us Saturday.
You got to know Nick a little bit at media days. Is it fun to kind of go up against some of the other, you know, top QBs in this conference?
It is. And going back to Boise with, you know, Brett Rypien and just being able to talk to him before pregame and even after the game, you know, it adds another element. You know, I'm not on the field the same time he is. And obviously I want success for my team, but I don't want to see him, you know, fail and you know, do bad. You know, I want both teams to go out there and play as well as they can, and you know, watch the best team win. So, you know, but you know, Nick Stevens is a really good guy, and you know, we bonded over the Mountain West Championship thing and or Mountain West Media Days, and yeah, it'll be fun going out there and competing against them.
You guys never want to see anybody get hurt, but when Austin went down in fall, did you guys kind of know that you might be missing the element just with this size, that you wouldn't have anybody quite that big out there?
Yeah, I did, and I think our coach got the sense too. And I've been saying it for a while. You know, he's just a different guy. He runs a little different than our tight ends. But, you know, having him on the field, and he's a vocal guy, and he's a guy that wants to win. You know, he's been through a lot, whether it be switching from quarterback to tight end and transferring to junior college and transferring back and then throughout the in, or with the injury. So, you know, he deserves all the attention and all the, you know, accolades that he's going to be getting. hats are for you guys. We want to win football games, so that's what we plan to do.
Do you like rivalry games, John? I mean, you played in this one last year. You know, Air Force is a rivalry game, kind of. Even Utah State's dream, like these types of games.
Well, I love home rivalry games. It gets the fans here. It packs the stadium. You know, it gets this place really loud, and you know, it's definitely a momentum thing. But you know, I mean, going back to last year, playing in the last game at that the last border war at that stadium, and coming out with the win was it was just a great feeling, knowing that, you know, we're never going to lose on that field again. But I mean, yeah, everything about the rivalry game, from, you know, the fans trash talking to the players trash talking, it's real good football.
Did that game last year feel at all, maybe not like a home game, but there are a whole lot of Wyoming fans there, and the CSU fans kind of left pretty early. Did that make it feel different than a, you know, typical road game?
I think so. I mean, shoot, we were pretty loud there too, and I know we were fortunate to get up enough in the third quarter, and they kind of started headed home. And whenever you can do that to a team, that's a pretty good accomplishment.